Chapter 8, ADA Battery. This chapter discusses the capabilities, linkages, and tactics and procedures of a generic ADA battery employed as a task-organized battery. An ADA battery is a subordinate element in every ADA battalion. An ADA task-organized battery is a tailored organization based on METTC that fights subordinate to an ADA task force or as an independent entity. An ADA task-organized battery consists of sensors, shooters, and command and control (C2) elements. Sensors and shooters may be of one type or of multiple types. The guidance in this chapter is applicable to the role of an ADA task-organized battery in all areas of operations and in support of unified land operations. Roles and capabilities. An ADA task-organized battery defends forces and selected assets against air and missile attacks and from the effects of enemy surveillance. To accomplish this, the battery employs sensors and shooters to provide AMD protection within the altitude and range capabilities of its organic and attached weapon systems. An ADA task-organized battery may be comprised of a peacetime battery organization with an additional platoon of the same system, for instance, but is more effective against complex, integrated attacks when augmented with complementary sensors and shooters from another type of organization. For example, a task-organized battery consisting of a Patriot battery augmented with an Avenger platoon provides sectored ballistic missile defense and 360-degree defense against air threats such as cruise missiles and UASs. A task-organized battery may initially deploy a minimum element consisting of at least two launchers with ready missiles, a sensor, a C2 node, and a tailored set of support equipment. The ADA task-organized battery's roles and responsibilities generally remain the same, irrespective of type of operational tasks, offensive, defensive, or stability. It may be deployed in tactical to strategic roles, depending on the capability of the team, priority of its defended assets, and commander's intent. ADA task-organized batteries promote stability within a country or region by protecting civilians and geopolitical assets. Their presence discourages enemy factions and supports the resident government in essential services and humanitarian efforts. ADA task-organized batteries may remain in theater to continue providing AMD of critical assets as a conflict is resolved, preventing residual enemy forces from successfully affecting assets or friendly forces that are redeploying and supporting the transition to civil authorities. Support to joint air and missile defense. An ADA task-organized battery provides defense of designated JFAC and Joint Force Land Component Commander, JFLC, assets at strategic, operational, and tactical levels. These assets include aerial and sea ports of debarkation, senior CPs, logistical facilities, assembly areas, forward operating bases, and geopolitical assets. The battery affords continuous protection of assets against threats within its METTC tailored capabilities. Defense of these assets requires capabilities, such as those provided by a terminal high-altitude area defense, THAAD, or Patriot battery, to defeat the most likely threats, longer-range, lethal ballistic and cruise missiles. THAAD, as part of the BMDS, may be tasked to engage ballistic missiles within or across the boundaries of a combatant commander's area of responsibility. An Avenger platoon, added to either battery, supports engagements of other threats, such as fixed-wing aircraft. Engagements are generally controlled and directed by the designated engagement authority. Support to unified land operations. The ADA task-organized battery is integral to the execution of offensive, defensive, and stability tasks by maneuver formations and other Army elements. Battery participation in each of these facets of unified land operations is METTC dependent. Deployment and employment considerations are similar in each. An ADA task-organized battery can also be placed in support of a maneuver element or other designated critical asset. The battery may be employed as part of an ADA task force and placed in a general support role within a corps or division, or it may be employed independently, attached to a maneuver unit, most likely no higher than a brigade, and placed in a direct support role. Support relationships are METTC dependent. In its general support role, it may be assigned to defend such key Army assets as a corps headquarters, major sustainment points, assembly areas, and forward operating bases. When in a direct support role, the battery commander coordinates with the supported unit commander and the Air Defense Airspace Management ATOM cell to optimize defense of the asset or assets selected to be defended. There may also be circumstances where a reinforcing or general support reinforcing role may be most suitable. Battery composition. The peacetime ADA battery structure is consistent with that of a traditional Army company size unit. The battery generally contains some 70 to 90 soldiers and is equipped with interceptors, launchers, sensors, C2 elements, and such general Army materiel as vehicles and generators. Peacetime battery organizations vary by type of system. The THAAD system is organized in the active component and deployed as a battery. Major organic components of the battery are the AN/TPY-2 radar, 6 launchers with up to 8 missiles per launcher, C2 elements, communications, and a battery support center. THAAD C2 is achieved by the THAAD Tactical Fire Control and Communications Equipment for Engagement Operations and components of the Air and Missile Planning and Control System, AMD-PCS, for force operations. The THAAD Tactical Fire Control and Communications Equipment and THAAD Portable Planner also perform defense design and evaluation. Patriot batteries are in the active component and organized as part of Patriot battalions. They generally deploy as part of the battalion or in an ADA task force. When deploying as separate batteries, Patriot C2 assets from the parent battalion are normally attached to the battery to enhance integration with higher echelon units, joint and multinational forces, and the host nation. Organic components of a battery include C2 elements, a radar, 6 launching stations containing from 4 to 16 missiles per launcher, dependent on the type of Patriot missile, and support equipment. Avenger batteries are organized as part of active component and National Guard Avenger battalions, or separate batteries in active component composite battalions. They generally deploy with the battalion or as separate batteries and are employed as batteries or platoons. An Avenger battery has 2 Avenger platoons and appropriate support equipment. The battery in the active component and National Guard battalions contains 12 Avengers and 2 Sentinel radars. The battery in the active component composite battalions has 24 Avengers and 4 Sentinels. Each Avenger has 8 uploaded Stinger missiles, M3P 50 caliber machine gun and sensor package, and identification, friend or foe capability. C2 is provided by the FAD C2 system. CRAM batteries are organized in the active component in IFPC Avenger battalions, deployed as batteries and employed as platoons. A CRAM battery has 3 CRAM platoons and appropriate support equipment. The battery contains 12 land-based Phalanx weapon systems, LPWS, 20mm gun systems, 3 Sentinel radars, 6 LCMR, and 3 platoon engagement operation sections. C2 is provided by the CRAM C2 system. Peacetime organizations are METTC tailored to wartime configurations by attaching or detaching launchers, sensors, and C2 systems. Task-organized Patriot batteries require a Patriot radar, and a task-organized THAAD battery requires an AN/TPY-2 radar. The Patriot radar can provide sectored alert and queuing support to other weapon systems, but 360-degree coverage against air threats requires the addition of a Sentinel. The AN/TPY-2 radar can provide extended surveillance against ballistic threats and can cue other systems and sensors to the threat. Defense against rocket, artillery, and mortar (RAM) threats requires a Sentinel radar modified to detect, acquire, and track RAM threats, or an LCMR. The maximum composition of an ADA task-organized battery is a base battery plus up to 2 platoons. Anything larger is, by definition, an ADA battalion task force. See Chapter 7. Patriot and THAAD forces have no mission organizational structure smaller than a battery. Possible compositions of task-organized batteries are driven by the C2 capabilities available in the formation. THAAD and Patriot have unique C2 capabilities. When either is used as the base battery, Engagement coordination with the supporting platoon or platoons is achieved through Link 16. Neither THAAD nor Patriot C2 nodes can issue engagement orders to dissimilar systems over Link 16, so each system makes its engagement decisions and informs the other to prevent redundant engagements. Planning and force operations is accomplished through Army Standard Voice and Data Communications, Land War Net. THAAD provides ballistic missile defense, and the supporting platoon or platoons provide Avenger/CRAM fires. Patriot provides ballistic and cruise missile defense, and the supporting platoons augment with Avenger/CRAM fires. Note that a THAAD/Patriot combination requires the equivalent of two batteries and is thus, by definition, an ADA task force. FAD-CRAM-C2 allows task force tailoring of Avenger and CRAM components, but FAD-CRAM-C2 cannot control THAAD or Patriot components. Thus, a base Avenger battery could be augmented with up to two platoons of any combination of Avenger and CRAM. Although possible to form a task-organized battery with a base battery of CRAM and additional CRAM or Avenger platoons, doing so is unlikely, since CRAM fights as a platoon in most operational scenarios. Command and control. An ADA task-organized battery is under the command of its parent ADA battalion and generally placed under the operational or tactical control of an ADA task force. The ADA task-organized battery exercises traditional command responsibilities to include planning, resource allocation, and sustainment. Operational linkages for engagement and sustainment operations are established and maintained with the ADA task force, supported unit or asset, and the ADA FCO in the kill chain, as required. The battery commander is responsible for coordinating the support relationship, engagement considerations, and sustainment plans with the supported asset. The battery's data and voice capabilities vary in accordance with its C2 elements. Patriot interconnects battery components via its internal communications architecture, a combination of hardwire and radio frequency devices, using voice and the paddle for data. The battery can receive Link 16, but is not authorized to transmit on Link 16. Thus, it requires a paddle connection to its parent battalion or an attached dismounted Patriot Information and Coordination Central, DPIC, to uplink engagement operations data. The parent battalion ICC or DPIC then inserts battery engagement operations data into Link 16 in accordance with approved protocols. The battery communications architecture is supplemented by Land War Net, primarily for communications external to the battery. FAD CRAM C2 data and voice services include FAD Data Link and Land War Net. Sensor networks use the radar enabling subsystem, and weapons use the analog weapons enabling subsystem over the FAD Data Link. The DPIC may interconnect in one of two ways. A direct linkage via a copper cable is used when the DPIC is collocated with the Patriot battery. The DPIC can also connect to the Patriot battery across Army Communication Services or host nation infrastructure through a point of presence package deployed with the Patriot battery. The latter option enables a single DPIC to interconnect up to three independently deployed Patriot task-organized batteries into the kill chain. THAAD interconnects battery components via its internal communications architecture, a Link 16 derivative, and uses Link 16 to report to other AMD elements. Land War Net provides additional critical data and voice services. Consider lines of engagement and planning and coordination for the ADA task-organized battery in the Joint and Army C2 architectures when the battery is deployed as a part of a larger ADA task force or is independently deployed. While engagement authorization for most of the air threat is likely initially centralized above the ADA task force, the engagement control in begins with the ADA task force. When the battery operates within an ADA task force, it takes direction from the ADA task force, irrespective of the centralized level of control in effect. When the battery is independently deployed, it enters a Link 16 net or connects to a higher echelon network that provides C2 data. When engagement authority is centralized above an independently deployed battery, the ADA FCO provides control orders to the battery. When engagement authority is decentralized to the battery, the base battery C2 node is responsible for target identification using joint data links and internal battery capabilities, and engagement decisions in accordance with promulgated ROE. Since neither THAAD nor Patriot C2 nodes can issue engagement orders via Link 16 to dissimilar systems, voice communications are used to provide engagement control over fires of the supporting platoon or platoons. Sensors and shooters are hierarchically controlled. Patriot and THAAD C2 nodes directly control Patriot and THAAD sensors and shooters. When Avenger deploys as the base battery of an ADA task-organized battery, the battery C2 node controls Sentinel radars and platoon C2 nodes. The platoon C2 node controls the Avenger platforms. When THAAD or Patriot provides the base battery, the battery C2 node, in addition to directly controlling its organic radar and shooters, controls the attached platoon C2 node. While METTC may enable the augmentation of an Avenger platoon to a THAAD or Patriot battery without a Sentinel radar, most situations are likely to see the Avenger platoon augmented with a Sentinel radar from its parent battery. The CRAM platoon C2 node directly controls its organic and attached sensors and shooters. Engagement and identification authority in a low-intensity air threat environment is generally centralized at the AADC-designated level, with the RADC or SADC, and engagement orders are transmitted to ADA units through the ADA FCO. The ADA FCO transmits the engagement orders directly to the ADA Task Force or ADA Task Organized Battery if deployed independently of its parent battalion or task force. In a high-intensity air threat environment with significant, simultaneous, and coordinated manned air, cruise missile, and ballistic missile attacks, the AADC may, for instance, decentralize engagement/identification authority for cruise missiles and manned aircraft in a specified area to an ADA task force or independent ADA task-organized battery. The task-organized ADA battery is at the end of the kill chain. The battery executes engagement operations under positive controls. Positive identification and tracking of airborne objects and control of fires by a designated engagement authority. Force operations. Operation plans are usually prepared by the parent battalion prior to mission initiation. If deployed independently of the parent battalion, the battery commander develops the plan and subsequent changes, as required, in accordance with METTC. If operating as part of an ADA task force, the battery commander builds the plan in synchronization with that of the task force. If operating in support of a maneuver unit or other critical asset, the battery commander coordinates the plan with the supported commander. An ADA task-organized battery normally defends one primary asset. It may have secondary assets within its area of operations, dependent upon METTC factors, such as the criticality of the asset, anticipated threat types and quantities, and available ADA forces. The battery commander uses the Patriot Tactical Planner Workstation, THAAD Portable Planner, and/or the AMDWS to develop positional options for the defense. These planning tools are system-specific, so the battery commander must coordinate with dissimilar system platoon leaders and exercise manual integration of options to develop a desired defense design. Patriot and THAAD planning tools provide automated capabilities for determining the best defense design, and information can be directly linked into the initiation of these systems. AMDWS provides for the transfer of planning factors and acceptance or rejection of higher echelon mission orders, but requires a manual determination of better defense design options. The commander synchronizes the detailed positioning plans with the overall defense design being developed by the parent battalion and supported forces air defense element/ATOM cell if assigned a direct or other support mission to a maneuver element. Once the initial emplacement is completed for ADA task-organized batteries, adjustments to the defense can be executed by moving individual pieces of equipment. Patriot and THAAD C2 tools provide automated assistance in the adjustment of defense designs and can adjust parameters of the design that do not require physical relocation of equipment with only minor disruptions in combat operations. This includes adjustment of primary target lines, rotation to secondary target lines for Patriot, and a change in radar search parameters. Patriot, THAAD, and FAAD CRAM C2 require manual processes to adjust the defense as components depart and enter the network. Task-organized Patriot and THAAD batteries with Patriot or THAAD unique C2 equipment must deploy and redeploy as a battery, with the exception that individual launchers can be redeployed within the defense. Complementary Avenger or CRAM platoons forming a part of a task-organized Patriot or THAAD battery can deploy and redeploy independently of the base battery by individual element. ADA task-organized batteries are high-value assets with limited organic security capabilities. When the mission permits, they are emplaced on large operating bases similar to ADA task forces. When a mission requires that they deploy outside of these installations, additional force protection assets may be required to prepare and secure the new site. IPB and analysis of METTC factors determine the force protection requirements. However, batteries must be prepared to implement their own site defenses regardless of other force protection assets. The ADA task-organized battery's deployment of its sensors and weapons varies based on the threat and the defended asset. When integrated with its parent battalion, sensor and weapon positioning are determined as a part of the integrated ADA task force defense design. When deployed independent of its parent battalion, a greater responsibility rests upon the battery commander to select the positions. Sensor positioning is generally the first consideration in establishing a defense. The most capable sensor, for example, THAAD or Patriot, is deployed first. Other sensors are then deployed to complement the coverage of the base sensor. Sensors are distributed in the ADA task-organized battery's area of operations to best take advantage of their sensing function. Patriot and THAAD radars are site-configured such that the radar has direct linkage to its controlling C2 node. Sentinel radars have a sensor C2 node that links them into the FAD C2 data network, allowing greater freedom in their deployment. Identification metrics are supplied by AMD sensors and can be supplemented by data from network sensors accessed via the battery C2 node. The node correlates track data from multiple air defense sensors into a composite air picture. Sensor data is reported via the standard joint reporting responsibility schema on Link 16 to form a common air picture. The battery commander uses the ADA employment tenets to position launchers in accordance with METTC. THAAD and Patriot launchers are weighted towards ballistic missile defense. A secondary consideration for Patriot launchers is early coverage along potential cruise missile avenues of ingress within the Patriot radar's sectored coverage. Avenger and CRAM weapons are positioned to achieve mutual support and/or overlapping fires. Sensors and launchers are assigned primary and secondary target lines. When integrated into an ADA task force defense, these lines are established as a part of the task force defense design. When operating independently, the battery commander selects them based on mission requirements and defended assets. Patriot should have secondary target lines to enable rapid reaction to attacks from other than the primary sector. Secondary target lines require careful planning. They must be sufficiently broad to cover all likely avenues of attack. However, launchers must be positioned to support them. Launchers positioned to protect in secondary sectors may not be available to support the primary sector, depending upon system limitations on missile capture by the guiding radar after launch. Avenger and Sentinel use primary and secondary target lines as a means of prioritizing operations in mass attack scenarios. Engagement operations. When operating as a part of an integrated ADA task force, the ADA task-organized battery C2 node operates under the direct supervision of the ADA task force C2 node. The ADA task-organized battery C2 node directly controls weapons and sensors, THAAD, Patriot, and in some cases, Sentinel radars. It supervises the operations of the Avenger and CRAM platoon C2 nodes, which directly control their sensors, unless under battery control, and shooters. When operating as a part of an ADA task force, the fire control element, FCE, of the task organized battery requires accomplishment of four functions. Fire control, which has overall responsibility for battery engagement operations, to include identification; surveillance, which is maintenance of the air picture; weapons control, which monitors or controls battery component operations; and information control, which assures continuous information flow between battery components and the Task Force C2 node. Manning to accomplish these four functions is operational load and operator skill set dependent. Medium to heavy operational loads require four soldiers. Minimum manning is three soldiers, with one soldier executing the surveillance and weapons control functions. When operating independent of the task force, the battery executes full C2 through its C2 node. Patriot batteries, with Patriot unique C2 nodes, cannot transmit to the kill chain, receive only, unless augmented with a DPIC, thus limiting operations to procedural implementation of the ROE and increasing risk of fratricide. All other batteries, pure or task organized, must establish digital and voice connectivity with the kill chain and fully integrate operations with joint AMD units. The ADA task organized battery C2 node either directly controls sensors and shooters or supervises platoon C2 nodes. The ADA task organized battery operates a full FCE, which requires five functions to be manned: fire control, surveillance, identification, weapons control, and information control. Multiple functions may be accomplished by a single crew member if the operational load permits. Minimum crew size is three soldiers, combining fire control and identification into a single position and surveillance and weapons control into a single position. Medium to heavy operational loads require one soldier per function. An ADA task-organized battery is not resourced to man a fully staffed FCE in which each of the functions is accomplished by a single soldier. Thus, when heavy operational loads are expected, the ADA task-organized battery may require augmentation from its parent battalion to operate independent of the ADA task force. Battery engagement operations may be conducted in the manual or automatic mode. The manual mode requires the operator to confirm engagement recommendations provided by the automated battle management aids or to manually select targets for engagement. Air threats, such as fixed and rotary wing aircraft, UASs, and cruise missiles, can only be engaged in manual mode to reduce the risk of fratricide. For ballistic missiles and anti-radiation missiles, the operator has a choice of engaging in the automatic or manual mode. The automatic mode uses automated battle management aids to evaluate the missile threat, determine engagement eligibility, prioritize the engagement, optimize the engagement timeline, and conduct and monitor execution of the engagement, subject to operator override. Due to the shortened engagement timeline and necessity to optimize the engagement for increased probability of kill, ballistic missile and anti-radiation missile engagements are typically conducted in the automatic mode. When a THAAD battery is the base for an ADA task-organized battery, tactical control of fires is more complex. THAAD C2 lacks the software to manage non-ballistic missile components of the air battle. An attached platoon or platoons lacks ballistic missile defense software. The THAAD battery assumes operational control of the attached platoon or platoons. THAAD fires are controlled through the AAMDC ADA FCO and managed internal to the THAAD battery. The attached platoon or platoons is placed under the tactical control of the SADC or RADC through linkages to the kill chain. Sustainment operations. The sustainment concept for an ADA task organized battery embodies the principles of responsiveness, flexibility, and initiative. Force projection operations require that the task organized battery anticipates needs and not wait to react. This is accomplished through constant coordination and detailed planning between the battery and organizations from which it will draw support. An ADA task organized battery deploys with the ability to sustain itself for 72 hours. After that, it requires external support from higher headquarters or other support systems in general. The ADA Task Organized Battery employs the Army's two-level maintenance system, consisting of field maintenance and sustainment maintenance. Field maintenance is characterized by on-system maintenance, repair and return to user, while sustainment maintenance is off-system maintenance, repair and return to supply. The ADA Task Organized Battery Commander should be familiar with the Diagnostic Mandatory Parts List, as the Department of the Army's approved supply support method for ADA systems. Its purpose is to maintain the highest possible state of readiness through diagnosis and repair of faults in non-mission-capable equipment, and to ensure availability of combat/mission essential assets at or near the firing battery to preclude extended downtime for lack of repair parts. The basic objective is to authorize stock of essential diagnostic and repair/replacement parts that may not otherwise be authorized based on demands. If the end item is found to be non-mission capable, the diagnostic mandatory parts list item will be used to repair the piece of equipment, and a replacement part for the list will be put on order. Parts carried on the list will be used as required in peacetime operations. Replenishment will be on an as-used basis. Some ADA repair parts are classified and require the appropriate level of security for transport and storage. The ADA Task Organized Battery Commander is responsible for all administrative and logistical functions within the ADA Task Organized Battery, supported by the Executive Officer, Supply NCOs, System and Conventional Technicians, and, in most cases, System-specific or Conventional Maintenance Warrant Officers. The Executive Officer is responsible for supply, maintenance, services, and transportation of unit personnel and equipment, and should organize and take advantage of all assets available. The Executive Officer is typically charged with bridging unit sustainment and logistics with the Commander's intent. Some materiel readiness functions that the Executive Officer must coordinate are apprising the Commander of materiel readiness, providing assistance to the platoon leaders on materiel readiness problems, providing liaison with higher headquarters and outside agencies regarding materiel readiness, forecasting logistical requirements and support requests during combat. The Executive Officer concentrates on 7 classes of supply: Classes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, and 9. The Executive Officer and Supply NCO coordinate the requisition, receipt, preparation, and delivery of Classes 1, 3, and 5. The Executive Officer works with the System Warrant Officer, NCOs, and soldiers to ensure unit sustainment supports the unit mission. In a typical ADA battery, the Warrant Officer is responsible for ensuring system sustainment requirements for the unit are met. The Warrant Officer accomplishes this through expertise in Army logistics and sustainment, through assigned NCOs and soldiers, and by ensuring that officers in the unit are fully advised of the employment capability of the weapon system. The Warrant Officer and maintenance NCOs also coordinate with other units and higher headquarters to ensure ADA unique parts and supplies are available to maintain the best possible mission-capable posture. The ADA Task Organized Battery Commander is responsible for the operator/crew maintenance functions in the unit. The commander leverages the senior maintainer's technical expertise on all aspects of the maintenance mission, including diagnostics and troubleshooting, to isolate faults and expedite the repair and return of systems to operation. The battery commander can ensure flexibility by tailoring methods of sustainment and should not allow the organization to be bound by traditional support methods. The commander must know the logistical requirements of the battery and the details of operation plans, and devise innovative ways to support the plans and reduce risks. The ADA Task Organized Battery must be flexible enough to obtain support from any base arrangement and accomplish its mission.